This is a CBC podcast. University is a time in our lives when everything changes. It's made up of those defining moments that really make us who we are. Campus, CBC's new podcast series, looks into the struggles to overcome the anxieties of leaving home, finding friends, fitting in, and feeling lost. Download it today at cbc.ca/campus.
From St. Albert in the Edmonton region. Edmonton, wherever you live in the world, getting here is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Number 1, get on a plane.
2, fly direct to Calgary.
3, transfer to Edmonton.
It's the Irrelevant Show!
You did it. You're moving out into the big wide world, leaving the nest and spreading your wings. But just because you're out on your own doesn't mean you can't bring the essence of Mom with you. From the people who brought you Dad Sounds Greatest Hits Part 1, it's the new collection, Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits Part 1. On Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits Part 1, you'll hear all the classics. Classics like, Mom doesn't like that you're sitting around.
If you're looking for something to do.
Mom says, I told you so.
Now, I'm not gonna say I told you so, but...
Mom pours herself a glass of wine after work.
That new box of shard from the back room.
Mom calls you fat.
You're looking healthy, dear.
Mom is concerned about your online security.
Oh, you go ahead and roll your eyes, but I was watching an article on 60 Minutes.
You'll feel like Mom is right there in the room with you as she doesn't approve of your boyfriend.
Does he have any other piercings?
Doesn't approve of your girlfriend.
Oh, she just says whatever comes into her pretty little head, doesn't she?
Tries to set you up with an unattractive neighbor.
Guess who just got her adult braces off?
Watching TV alone? Just put on Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits, Part 1, and it'll be just like you're watching together. Mom watches Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I don't like her.
Mom defends Dr. Oz.
He is too a real doctor.
And Mom doesn't like the F word.
There are just better words.
Order Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits, Part 1 today, because sometimes you just need to hear your mom on your terms.
Magneto is attacking the White House. This will require all of the X-Men. Wolverine.
I'm here, bub.
The Beast.
Present.
Storm.
I am ready for battle.
Nightcrawler.
Guten Tag.
And Jean Grey.
Let's go.
Wait, hold on.
What is it, Beast?
Jean Grey? I mean, she's just Jean Grey.
That's my name.
Well, how come the rest of us all have to go by crazy nicknames?
I don't follow you.
I see what he's saying. I have to call myself Storm. He's Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I'm named after a Nightcrawler, which is a super gross worm. But I'm okay with that because we all do it.
Yeah, the Avengers have Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk. They don't have a guy called Norman.
Please, my X-Men, there isn't time for this.
Well, let's make time. This has been bothering me for years. You know, I have 3 doctorates, and people still call me the Beast. Not even Dr. Beast. Now that would be way cooler.
Dr. Doom isn't even a real doctor. He got an honorary degree for not blowing up Harvard.
Okay, I see the problem, I think. You think I'm using my own name.
Wait, you're not?
No.
I'm named after my powers. I'm called Jean Grey because I can turn blue jeans gray. Look.
Oh, no. My blue jeans.
Oh, they've turned gray. But I thought you were telepathic.
Oh, that's something extra I can do. My main power is changing the color of pants.
That's the most useless thing I've ever heard.
X-Men, I waited for you at the White House, but you cowards didn't even show up.
Magneto!
Yes, you waited too long. My friends will breach the White House gates any moment, and now you shall feel my wrath and... Oh! What the... My pants just turned gray! How?
Well, he's distracted. Get him!
I give up.
You did it, X-Men. And now to save the White House.
No need. I was just there. Already saved the day.
Who are you?
I'm Norman. From the Avengers. I'm the only one who ever shows up on time.
Well, so your superpower is...
Punctuality. Yeah, you've been bested again, losers. Hey, my nice pants!
Thank you for calling the Samtag Appliances Extended Warranty Helpline. We look forward to helping you. There are...
One...
callers ahead of you in the line. Your waiting time will be approximately...
55
minutes.
Fifty-five minutes later.
Hello, and thanks for calling Samtag Appliances Extended Warranty Helpline. Can I start with your name?
Frank Jones.
Great. And your account number?
414-223-7189.
Wonderful. And there you are, Mr. Frank Jones. Now, how can I be of help today?
My dishwasher isn't working.
Okay. What do you mean by not working?
It stopped running. When I hit the power button, it doesn't turn on.
Could be the software needs to reboot. Have you tried turning it off and then turning it back on?
It's already off and it won't go on.
You should try turning it off and turning it back on.
Yeah, but I...
Just try it.
Okay. It's off and I'm hitting the power button now and it's not going on.
But it's staying off just fine? So it's working intermittently.
It's off. It's staying off. It won't do anything. Look, I think I'm covered here, okay? Because I bought the the All Eventualities full coverage, no excuses. We won't give you any crap if it breaks down. Just phone us and we'll fix it or replace it. There is no scenario in which you're not covered, lifetime warranty.
Good for you. That is a great warranty, sir. So, before the on-off switch started working intermittently, what was happening with your appliance?
Okay, well, when I was loading it up with dishes...
Whoa, sir, I'm sorry. Did you say dishes?
Yeah, it's a dishwasher for washing dishes.
Actually, no. It's a dishwasher, not a dishes washer. Sir, if you are putting in more than one dish, you could have just voided your warranty. And what sort of dishes were you putting in?
I don't get dishes! Cups, spoons!
Oh, Mr. Jones, I am sorry, but a spoon is not a dish.
Spoons are dishes!
Mr. Jones, in the nursery rhyme, the dish ran away with the spoon. They are quite clearly different things.
What, the nursery rhyme? What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, sir, there is no need to raise your voice.
Listen, this is ridiculous. I spent $300 on the warranty, on the all eventualities, full coverage, no excuses, we won't give you any crap. If it breaks down, just phone us and we'll fix it or replace it. There is no scenario in which you're not covered. Lifetime warranty!
Oh, you bought the lifetime warranty.
Yes.
Right, and when you turn on the power, what happens again?
Nothing.
Well, Mr. Jones, it sounds to me like the lifetime of your dishwasher is over. So I'm afraid that means your lifetime warranty is also done.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, shall we book you in for a service appointment?
I guess so.
Wonderful. Let me just put you through to our dispatch.
Thank you for calling the Samtag Appliances Extended Warranty Helpline. We look forward to helping you. There are...
0
callers ahead of you in line. Your wait time will be approximately...
55
minutes. While you're waiting, please enjoy our fun new hold music.
Every Canadian across the nation is doing the winter dance sensation. First thing in the morning, it's 30 below. Roll out to your car, come on, let's go. Do the shake and the shiver. Scrape off some ice. Try starting the car. Try starting it twice. Swear under your breath till the engine wheezes to life. That is how you do the why do I still live here dance. Oh, I think my eyelids are frozen shut. Yeah. Back out of the driveway fast on the double to get over the snow you didn't bother to shovel. Oh look, there's a rut. You drop right in, drive 10K an hour, and now you begin. Look through the square you scraped on your windshield. See blurry shapes. What's that sign? Does it say yield? Try to breathe through your nose, but everything's congealed. That is how you do the why do I still live here dance. Oh yeah, only 8 more months till summer, baby. Now everything is going fine. Your car's warmed up to minus 29. But here comes a car. You gotta leave the ruts. Drive into a snowbank and now you're stuck. You spin the wheels. You shovel some sand. Wave to a stranger. Ask him for a hand. Rock back.
And forth.
That was Ryan Parker, Bob Rasko, and Jan Randall. You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
Our next recording will be Friday, March 11th at Festival Place in Sherwood Park.
Then, we're heading west. We're recording all new episodes at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver on Wednesday, March 16th. And at Kelowna's KFX Fan Expo on Friday, March 18th.
For details on those shows, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
If you're looking for free podcasts of our episodes and sketches, they're also at cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and iTunes.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, taking a moment to celebrate love. Also brought to you by Valentine's Day. We know, it's ridiculous. Just buy the stuff. Valentine's Day, heartfelt and also eye-rolling sponsor of The Irrelevant Show. If you liked Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits Part 1, then you'll love Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits Part 1, Part 2. It's even more of the sounds we've all come to love from our mothers. Sounds like Mom knocks, but is already in the room.
Knock, knock, can I come in?
And Mom doesn't like your perfume.
You smell like a whore's handbag.
We'll even personalize your CD with tracks of your mom saying your name in different tones. Tones like, Mom thinks you've slept long enough.
Christopher.
Mom wants your help lifting something heavy.
Christopher.
Mom doesn't like your tone.
Christopher.
And Mom wants you to see something on TV.
Christopher, Billy Crystal's on.
Relive moments of embarrassment as you listen to Mom Gets Drunk.
We're just having fun.
And what would a collection of mom sounds be without guilt?
Did you receive my Facebook request?
So order your copy of Mom Sounds, also the Greatest Hits Part 1, Part 2, today. Because the only person you really need to listen to is...
Christopher, what are you doing in there?
Mom, I'm making a voiceover!
Oh, you want some juice?
Yes, please.
Another Halloween has come and gone, and another parade of spandex-inspired sexy lady costumes has been paraded from coast to coast to coast. Over the years, we've seen it all. Sexy nurse, sexy nun, sexy sex worker, sexy grandma, sexy lunch lady, sexy woman who works in a zipper factory, sexy Margaret Atwood, enough is enough. Satan's birthday is not just an opportunity for women to embrace their inner sex beast. It's time for everyone to. Irrelevant Theatrical Costumes and Prosthetics is proud to introduce sexy Halloween costumes for him.
Yeah!
Gentlemen, no longer will you need to feel the burden of wearing the scary or funny or clever pun-inspired costume. Finally, you too can be walking, talking, binge-drinking sex on legs.
Hear, hear.
Our line of tight, revealing costumes for him will exploit your most vulnerable male anatomy in a way previously only offered to or expected of women.
Finally!
Choose from our wide array of sexy costumes for him, like Sexy Soldier.
Sexy Soldier comes complete with army helmet, fake rifle, and extra short short shorts.
Sexy Cowboy.
Sexy Cowboy comes complete with cowboy hat, fake lasso, and extra short short shorts.
Sexy Moses.
Sexy Moses comes complete with big bushy beard, 2 stone tablets, and extra short short shorts.
And now, for a limited time only, we're offering an exclusive line of sexy costumes for him, inspired by the delicious dudes of CBC's The Irrelevant Show.
By Thor's calves, yes!
Try the sexy Neil Grahn.
Sexy Neil Grahn comes with paisley dress shirt, sporadic self-doubts, and extra short short shorts.
Oh, the sexy Donovan Workin.
Sexy Donovan Workin comes with Rolling Stones concert t-shirt, whiskey flask, optional mustache, and extra short short shorts.
Oh, the sexy Mark Meer.
Sexy Mark Meer is just a shirt and some jeans. I mean, look at him.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, he is very good.
He is something something.
He is something very good.
Folks, it's opening day, and both the sun and the fans are out in full force here at Air West Park. I'm Bam Wrigler. With me in the booth, as always, is Iggy Doves.
Thanks, Bam. Everyone here is bubbling with anticipation because we are moments away from a brand spanking new season of minor league baseball.
We've got a heck of a matchup here today as the Oakville Oaks take on the Beaver Lodge Lodge Beavers.
Both teams are looking great. A lot of speed, a lot of power, a lot of meaty calves.
And speaking of thick lower legs, Rick Henry is a leadoff hitter. And he's looking ferocious.
One thing we're looking forward to this season is the all-new walk-up songs. The recorded music that plays when a batter walks up to the plate.
Oh yeah, that music really gets the players and the fans riled up.
But of course, this is minor league baseball, so they can't afford the rights to any actual hit songs. And that's why all the players have been asked to write and perform their own walk-up music.
Fascinating idea that I personally cannot wrap my head around. But let's lean in and take a listen to what number 7, Ricky Henry, has cooked up.
I want to hit the ball, yeah. I want to hit the ball, yeah, yeah. I want to hit the ball, yeah. And be loved for who I am.
Ooh, the fans are not loving Ricky's new walk-up music. Not at all.
Well, I liked it. It reminded me that we're all just humans twisting in the winds of fate.
It reminded me of a recurring nightmare I had where a swamp monster eats glass.
Strike three!
And Rick Henry strikes out. Here comes Joe Magno to the plate.
Joe's been on a hot streak lately. I cannot wait to see what he does here.
But first, let's listen to his walk-up music.
Driving down the road with the top down makes a man feel so alive. But it still feels cold and dead inside every time he holds his wife. I'm referring to my current wife, Janet Magno.
Another musical swing and a miss from these Beaver Lodge Lodge Beavers.
I couldn't disagree with you or the fans more. I've never felt more connected to this team, to the world, to myself.
And it's a pop fly. Joe Magno is out.
Well, for me, he's in. He's in my heart.
Glad to hear it, Iggy. And the Lodge Beavers are down to their final out here in the first. But the Apollo Escobar making his way to the plate. And this man can really hit a baseball.
But can he write poetic lyrics and sing them in a way that connects with an audience?
I assume no. I mean, how many talents could one man possess? All I do is this. I just do this. And nothing else.
A man is blessed with certain talents. The world turns those talents into gold. But how can the world see the man he's born to be when he's only 9 years old? I didn't want to play the game. It wasn't ever my life's dream. I still don't want to play the game. I just want to
are on their feet. There's not a dry eye in the house.
Both teams are out of the dugouts. They're embracing him and telling him that it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
I have never seen anything like it.
Coach Benderson is letting him go, telling him to follow his true passion. Wow, unbelievable. Wait, what is this? It can't be.
Folks, a big-time New York record producer is walking out onto the field. He's giving Paolo a record deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Paolo Escobar's true dreams just came true.
Paolo's family is now coming out to join him, and the other players' families are coming onto the field, too. There's champagne. Rose petals are being strewn.
This is amazing. In all my weeks here, I've never seen this stadium so filled with joy. Everyone is a winner today.
Well, perhaps not everyone, Iggy. Joe Magno's wife, Janet, has just walked out on the field.
Ooh, boy, she looks pissed.
And Joe Magno is going. He's out of the park.
He's gone. It's a home run. He is literally running home.
What an opening day. Baseball.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor, Chantal Perron,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Ryan Parker, Bob Rasko, and music maestro Jan Randall. Guest appearance by Mark Connolly of CBC Radio Edmonton. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Carly Heffernan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer Neil Gron. Songs written by Trevor Strong and Jan Randall. The show was recorded by Dominique Roy, with assistance from Nick Strosky, and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theatre in St. Albert, Alberta.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.